From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Two Afghan soldiers with suspected Taliban links killed at least 12 of their comrades as they slept in the northern province of Kunduz, according to officials Tuesday. It's the latest in the so-called insider attack. The incident happened just after midnight on the outskirts of Kunduz city. Meanwhile, an investigation into the incident has been launched. Bombings and targeting shopping areas in Shiite districts of the Iraqi capital Tuesday killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50, according to security and medical officials. The Islamic State jihadist group claimed an attack in the Baghdad Dadida neighborhood east of the city, saying it was carried out by a man wearing an explosive vest. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton jumped back onto the campaign trail Tuesday after a bitter first head-to-head debate in which Clinton frequently forced her prickly opponent on the back foot. The White House hopefuls sparred over temperament, stamina, judgment, and other issues in a televised matchup Monday night that seemed to have gone in favor of Democrat Clinton. The Americas has become the first region of the world to eliminate measles. That's according to the International Committee of Experts with the Pan-American Health Organization. Both measles and rubella, another childhood illness, still circulate in other countries. Turkey has dismissed 87 staff from its spy agency over alleged links to the failed July 15th coup, according to state media Tuesday. It's the first purge of one of the country's most powerful institutions. The National Intelligence Organization suspended 141 personnel in an internal investigation over links to U.S.-based preacher Fethullah Gulen. This is VOA News. A tanker carrying the first shipment of shale gas from the United States arrived Tuesday in Britain. The ship carrying 27,500 cubic meters of ethane arrived at Grangemouth. That's a sprawling energy complex on the River Forth west of Edinburgh, but was not able to dock due to high winds. Iran's controversial former president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, whose two-term rule saw that country increasingly isolated internationally, has said he will not stand again after the advice of the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In a letter that he wrote to Khamenei that made public by Iranian media Tuesday, he said, "In following the will of the great leader of the revolution, I have no plans to be present in next year's presidential competitions." A new report from the World Health Organization indicates more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
New data released Tuesday by the UN Health Watchdog shows that the problem is most prevalent in large cities, but people may be surprised to find out how bad the air quality is in rural areas. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, WHO Public Health and Environment Director Maria Neira describes the situation as a global public health emergency.
It's extremely important to put this data outside for politicians to understand, for citizens to be aware of this, for countries to take action, and for all of us to move into promoting some interventions that will cause reduction of air pollution, and by doing so, reducing those 6.5 million deaths caused by air pollution every year.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
At least 23 people have died after drinking moonshine in impoverished rural regions of eastern Ukraine that border on the former Soviet Republic's war zone, according to officials Tuesday. The prosecutor's office reported the deaths of another five people over the past 24 hours, adding to the 13 killed by lethal vodka. Britain vowed Tuesday to oppose any attempt to create an EU army after the Brexit vote, although the head of NATO denied that European defense cooperation would undermine the transatlantic alliance. The development came as European Union defense ministers met in Bratislava. The World Trade Organization Tuesday downshifted its global trade forecast. It warns that anti-globalization rhetoric and Brexit were pushing trade growth to its slowest pace since the financial crisis. Bomb attacks hit a mosque and an international convention center in the eastern German city of Dresden, according to police Tuesday. They say they suspect a xenophobic and a nationalist motive. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.